middays. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremyvan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
Look at this, I tell you, the excitement is palpable.
Look at that, holidays.
This is our last podcast for 2 weeks.
The last holiday podcast, it might as well be forever. Might as well be sweet lamb of Jesus, as we were saying. Jim is off to his holidays. I'm off to Cork to do a bit more pretendy work. I'm off down to do the Young Offenders for a little while.
You're off to flex your acting muscle. You don't get a chance to flex your... Well, you act the maggot and all that. You act the aegis.
But
your official acting...
In a professional capacity, it's not the same.
I was going to say where you get paid for it. Do we pay you here?
You do, believe it or not.
Okay, right. But that's obviously something we're going to have to look at.
There's a whole law about not taking advantage of people.
Yeah, so you're off Young Offending again.
I'm off Young Offending again. So I'll be there for the week enjoying myself, living it up a little bit, meeting everybody. You will be doing the exact opposite. Whereas I'll be down in Cork, you'll be up in Big Jim's Mountain, talking to absolutely not one fucker for the whole week, probably. Not leaving the house, enjoying yourself, laying around... Enjoying the isolation, doing your Enya impression of where you're in your castle no one's allowed to come near you. Even the staff will be shot on sight.
The staff? Because that's the weird thing, actually. Just Marty said a minute ago there, when we said we were off, he'd forgotten we were off or whatever, and he was like, you're lucky, where you going?
Yeah.
And you do get that sort of pang when somebody says that to you.
Well, I do.
You don't. You never, nothing ever gets to you. You're bulletproof. But
until I'm not.
I
disappear for 3 months.
But I get that pang of like almost kind of, because I can't turn around and go, oh, I'm off to the Canaries or I'm off to Italy because I'm not doing anything, I'm literally going to be at home next week, right? Off next week.
But you'll love it.
Well, I know I will love it. You know, now I have to say, I have found out that the weather is supposed to be shite. I believe the weather's rubbish
but
next
that's
week.
That's okay. I hadn't planned
on leaving the house anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But I do get that pang of sort of, oh yeah, God, no, I should be going away, I should be doing something else.
As long as you dedicate yourself to doing fuck all, then it doesn't matter. It's still a break. What you have to be very careful of is filling the time. I don't know what your missus is like. I won't cast aspersions. I certainly hope she's not a busybody though. Because you know, the worst thing is when you take a week off, right?
Yeah.
Is Yvonne, you're having, is she taking a week off as well?
Oh yeah, yeah, she's
oh, she
off
is.
As well. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, right. You could be fucking in trouble here now. I'm going to say this, right? I don't know. You'll have to tell me yourself. I think you might get into trouble, right? Yvonne, if you ever listen to this, I just want to say, and it's none of my business, but calm the Jesus down, will you? Because the worst thing you can do with a week off,
right,
for you and for her, is to say, oh, brilliant. Here's a list of fucking shite we haven't been managing to get done, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're doing a load of shite you didn't get done. Why? Because it was shit you didn't want to do. And now you're spending your holidays doing shit you didn't want to do, right? So now you're off to, oh, we finally get that chance now to go up to Newry and get that stepladder my dad was telling me about. And you're like, oh my God almighty. Yeah. So
there
that's one day
of, that
holiday.
Is the worry. That is the biggest worry of holidaying at home. Because people will tell you, you know, Ireland, oh, you know, sure. Like, and if you do, if you could, you know, you've nothing to do and you're sure you could go down to your local and you know everybody and it could be all great. Or we could go for meals or we could do whatever. You know,
exactly.
You don't have to get up early. It'll be fun. But you're right.
But that doesn't happen a lot
all of
the time.
A sudden it becomes, now's the chance to get that.
Now's the
we'll
catch
do
up.
The attic. Remember we were going to do the attic.
We
were
going
to clean out all that old
all
stuff.
This stuff. And we can sort through it together. You can shit yourself. You think I want to do that?
Or we could finally get the garden done.
The garden?
Or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't
you're
it?
Like, what?
Yeah.
You do the garden if you want it done. Leave
those,
me out of it.
I tell you, I've been looking forward to getting those windows cleaned now.
Worse still, do you know who else is off this week? We could have them over. Oh my God. You're like, no.
Yeah.
No, you have to dedicate. If it's a week of no work and no holiday, it has to be a week of no activity.
Yeah.
That's the trifecta.
That will be a challenge with Yvonne, right? That will be a
will
challenge.
Will it, yeah. Right,
to
so
be honest with you.
Yeah. And, so she is one of them.
Yeah,
I knew it by just looking at you. Yvonne.
She's a bit like... And I'm not sure, I'm not sure if you told me whether Kelly was like this or whatever.
She can be.
But she, like, Yvonne will struggle a lot of the time to just sit down.
Oh,
she
my
literally,
God.
Like, there's been times we've been sitting
that
watching...
That drives me mad.
We've been sitting watching the telly, right?
Yeah.
So watching the programme and she'll turn around and go, I should really be doing some ironing or whatever.
No, this is an activity.
Yeah.
Nothing.
One at a time.
We're viewing a television show. Yeah. That's the activity.
Somebody put a lot of work making this television show, you know? Yeah, the least you could do is sit down and appreciate it.
When Jim Sheridan or Glenn A. Larson, whoever the fuck made this, they didn't say to really enjoy this, they should be ironing. You know, that would have been a recommendation.
It didn't come up in the credits.
Yeah, start your ironing now.
For those
now.
Of you who are ironing.
Ironing now.
Press 888 on your remote.
Don't do shorts. Could be distracted. You need something, you know, don't do shorts. Yeah. It's not a necessity. You don't need to do it. Kelly's really like that. Kelly's an unbelievable busybody.
Right.
And she forgets how to breathe. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
She forgets how to breathe.
No. What's this noise? I'm worried about. What are you worried about? We're watching Bleeding Cheers. Just take a deep breath and chill the fuck out for 5 minutes. She's like, I'm forgetting how to breathe. I'm like, how do you forget how to breathe? And she's like, oh, there's just so much to be done. I can't stop thinking about it. Yeah. There's so much to do. And tomorrow. And then she'd be like trying to stress me out to make me match her.
Yeah.
You know that barbecue that we have in 4 weeks? Have you thought about the catering? No. I think about that the day before. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, we don't even have
to. I've lived my life.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, we get chips for 40. I don't give a shit. And she's like,
yeah. At least I have the decency to do all my worrying when I'm in bed.
Yes.
And stop myself sleeping.
Well, yeah.
At least when I'm sitting on the couch being distracted by a television program, you know, that's straightforward.
Exactly. It's a nothing act. You're not going to let your worrying take up your holidays. You'll let that take up the night, as it always does.
Although, having said that, I'm halfway between those two things, because I'll just go, whereas, you know, I won't necessarily turn around and go, God, I should be doing whatever. Right. After the event, when it's kind of too late, I'll turn around and go, I probably should have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at least it doesn't get
done. That's grand. That's once the intent is good.
You know what I mean?
You know what I could have done?
I'm filled with regret, obviously. But not necessarily with kind of, you know, a sense of kind of, you know,
but that's just your duty or anything. Default position.
Correct.
You're filled with regret. That's just what Jim is. Jim is a ball of human regret. So Jim guides his holiday off and he does all these things.
Wrapped up in a frame of anxiety,
obviously. You just have to choose the regret you want. So when I take a holiday, do I want the regret of I didn't really enjoy the time because I filled it doing all this stuff and getting it done?
Yeah.
Or do I want the regret of, you know, I didn't do anything at all, therefore I feel like a lazy git.
Yeah.
I could have done, you know, so you choose the regret. And in that case, I would say, as an unlicensed and unqualified therapist, I would say, choose the regret of the of least resistance.
Exactly.
Always choose the regret of least resistance.
Exactly, you know, that.
Do absolutely nothing. It's better to do nothing and achieve nothing and regret it than to achieve something and regret it. I think that's
a fair point.
I think that's a fair point.
Yeah, because at least then you'll always have the hope that when you do something, you'll be glad you did it.
You'll be glad
Yeah.
Unlikely now, I'll be honest. Unlikely, yeah.
Admittedly. You see, because you're kind of, you were saying that on this particular shoot, okay, you probably will end up having a reasonable amount here and there. Certain days you'll have a reasonable amount of free time.
Yeah.
Now, it won't be free because you have to be on
set.
And everything like that.
I'll be on set, but I won't be doing anything on set.
But the beauty of that is that immediately takes away any regret for doing nothing because technically you're working.
Have to be there.
It's like clocking in at 9 until 5.
Yeah.
You may only work between 11 and a quarter past 11 for the entire day, but you're clocked in at 9 till 5. You are working.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like being a bodyguard for President Higgins. No one's going to try and assassinate him. Everybody loves him. No one's going to do that. No one has ever. He could literally walk down the spire on his own and he's going to sign autographs and say, oh, look who it is. Unbelievable. There's never been a more unnecessary job than a bodyguard for President Higgins. But he has to do it.
Yeah.
You have to show up. Whoever they are, they have to show up. They have to be read. They have to be in the gear. They have to know how to use a revolver or whatever it is, or a sword. I don't know what to use. They have to use, they have to have ninja skills.
Stick off a bear on, whatever,
So they have to check in. And in the event that someone goes, oh, you go, shut up.
Yeah.
You'll be ready for your moment.
It's you, Mr. President, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So you're never.
Or on Uchteron.
Yeah, it's on Uchteron. It's on Kabosht of the Hearn to you. You have to be ready.
You
so
do.
You're technically, even though you're not working, you're still working. That's how I like to see it.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to acting. Because acting, you're just literally paid to be on, to hang around, you know. And this job, in most years I have been very involved, right? I can't be as involved this year. So I'm like, there's days where I'll be standing up, right? And I'll have one line where I'll be like, come here now, get out of that. And that'll be it. I have to do that 50 times. 50. You know, and that involves like getting in at six, having
a driver
take you in, giving you food.
Because of that, you should fully lean into it and turn into one of those loveys. You know, those actor loveys.
Absolutely.
You should lean in. And even if your line is, no thanks, Jake. Right. You're like, you should really go into that. So, okay. What's my motivation here? Has anybody thought about why he's saying no? Could he be saying no, but meaning yes? Is that what the line is intended to do? Will you just say no thanks, Jake? That's all you have to say.
I don't think my character would say it like that. I just don't see it. I just don't feel it.
That's what you should do. Drive them completely up the wall.
And there's a complete lack of punctuation. Is it like, no, thanks, Jake? Or is it, no, thanks, Jake? Or is it, no, thanks, Jake?
Jake.
I'm not getting the full context.
I don't know. I think should we workshop it?
Yeah, I think we should try it. Can we get the rest of the cast in for a rehearsal?
And also, while we're at it, more custard creams.
Yes, please. Some custard creams. And I'm going to just take an hour. No. Thanks, Jake. Yeah.
If you need me, I'll be in my trailer. Yeah.
No, thanks, Jake. I just need to, we have to go through all the available options. Here,
absolutely.
You know,
and what angle are you shooting at? What lens?
Because I really do think of 42, the slightly thinning lens.
Exactly. Will I be in close-up?
Yeah. We're just going to do this as a one-shot. No thanks, Jake.
It must be, I assume that you've come across, well, okay, you haven't necessarily, have you come across them?
Thankfully I wasn't in scenes with them.
Right.
I was never in scenes with someone like that.
Right.
And it was never on The Young Offenders. But I have come across actors like that. I have come across actors kind of like that,
Now,
not to that degree, but very important people.
I assume it's either that or, and they made obviously a movie about the movie, The Disaster Artist.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and it's made about whatever the original movie was called. I can't remember.
The worst movie ever made.
And like the clip you keep seeing is your man, I don't know, he's emerging onto a rooftop or something. And he can never get the line.
Yeah.
And constantly. And I don't know, there's hundreds of takes or whatever.
And it's something as simple as hi, Chris, isn't it?
It's something like that. Yeah. I mean, that must be the other thing that's the most annoying thing ever.
And
somebody has, shown up.
Oh, man.
And they don't know a word of it.
Yeah.
Lying.
Oh, it's the worst. And they say it's not their fault. They blame other people. Right? So, this is something I have seen. Someone comes up, they don't know their line. They don't know their fucking line. The one thing you should always, as an actor, acting, it's primarily not that difficult. Whether you can pull it off truthfully or not, but primarily, avoid the furniture, know your lines. Right? That's, in a nutshell, right? And people still turn up and don't know their lines. And it's infuriating because everyone else is ready except for you. And what I have seen is someone turn up and they come in and they go, he's in my eye line. Get him out of my way. And it's someone working.
Sorry, you're acting to me.
I'm distracted. He's after distracting me. He was smiling. He was on his phone. Get him out of the way.
Oh, my God.
And then they're like, so some poor fellas now. And then it's like, now it's gone again. Oh, my concentration. I'm sorry. So who's talking? Who's talking? Did anyone else hear that? As soon as I started talking, somebody else started talking.
Oh, my God.
And they start blaming everything around them, and then looking for a break. To blame other people, looking for a break so that they can actually try and learn the lines. So it's like, we're going to need to take a break. I'm sorry. Everybody needs to calm down.
Yeah.
Because I need to, we're going to have to take a break.
Sort yourselves out. And when you've got yourselves together, I'll come back and do the scene.
Because this is getting ridiculous now.
This is getting
ridiculous now. I don't know what's come. Were you all drinking last night? Or what's the story? And it's just because they haven't learned the lines.
When did you do this? No,
it's my backup plan.
You are very diligent with your lines, aren't you?
I'm pretty good at lines.
Which is extraordinary because by your own confession, your memory isn't
isn't it amazing? I can remember anything as long as it's not me that's supposed to say it. If someone else writes it down.
I've seen you do things where somebody hands you a piece of paper, right? And on that piece of paper are the lines that you have to say for a promo for this show. And they will hand it to you and you will take it from them and you will crumple it up into
put it in the bin in front of them. Because I've forgotten what it's for.
And you're not even doing it like as an antagonistic thing.
I've forgotten why I have it.
You don't know where you are. It's like somebody handed you an old used wrapper or something.
And this has happened. And then I've stuck stood there going, ready then to, stood at the microphone to do what we're supposed to do. And Jim hasn't said anything. He's just waited, right? And then I go, oh, Jesus, I'm after ripping up the script. Where is it? Oh, my God, I'm after throwing it in the bin. And he's just standing there watching this unfold. While I then go and get it out of the bin. And then I come back and he goes, are you ready now? And they're, yeah, I'm ready now.
It is
yeah.
a joy. It yeah. is a joy.
The, I tell the you most absent-minded
the
human
being.
The amount
of small pleasures I get out of working with PJ and we do the show, right? There's all these kind of things. And I don't know whether anybody listening ever notices them. But so something like that would be off-air. They wouldn't see that.
No, you wouldn't
People
see
People listening wouldn't get to know about that. But the other thing, I was saying it to him earlier on, PJ has this brilliant thing of going two-footed.
Oh, because right? I'm so sure I'm
you're
right.
You're never grey. I have to hand it to you. You're always black or white.
Yeah.
It's like, it's literally straight in. Oh, yeah. You haven't seen that? It's unbelievable. It's absolutely, oh, man, you have to see that. Your woman says to your man, right, that you're probably a zombie or something or whatever and all this. And then you find out it was the completely different
movie. And not only a completely different movie, but a movie, had I been asked, I'd have sworn I never saw.
But there's never a moment of doubt in
your
mind.
No, 100%.
You're completely convinced.
100%.
Two-footed.
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Total commitment.
I'd be the most unreliable court witness of all time.
Yeah.
I'd have some poor fella
mug. It was him.
I seen him do it. He walked in, he took out an arrow, and he shot that lad in the neck. I was there, I seen him. He even said his name. He says, Andrew Ding, this is what I'm going to do to you and the other fella. He said it was back, the whole lot. And then someone showed me CCTV, be two totally different lads. I mean, that's unbelievable. I was there. Who was it? That's mad.
An arrow, you say, Mr. Gallagher.
An arrow.
Yeah, an arrow. I saw him
an
take
arrow,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an arrow. Unbelievable. You know, it's just that this particular man was, he drowned.
Yeah, he fell off the dart.
And was there an arrow in him?
Was there an arrow in him? There was something in an arrow. Because there was a can of arrow, a drink. Wait a second.
Arrow. Sorry, you're right. It was the dart.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Not arrow.
It was the dart. Patted on the dart. Oh, I had it arseways. I'm so sorry. Is he all right?
Well, we've just sentenced him to a number of years in prison.
Oh, right.
Ah, sure, look.
Oh, well, look.
Ah, anyway. Sure.
Problem is, I'm not going to be around for the appeal. I have to go back. Jim's looking for me. Can't help him.
Right, well, there you go. Good luck to you.
Well, we're gone for 2 weeks, so we'll be back. We won't, we'll see you for
you'll have a week of nonsense free.
So, if anyone wants to go up to Roundwood, especially on bicycles, and cycle around Jim's house, ringing your bells, that'd be a great thing.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Our man, Mr. PJ Gallagher, is a dad. It's nearly 2 years now, isn't it?
Nearly 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August, actually, believe it or not, which I find very hard to believe, and that's the truth, yeah.
Yeah. So, and in fairness...
As does everyone around me.
I think it's fair to say that, you know, obviously, as an older man, you know what I mean, somebody later in life came to you as a, you know, it was kind of, all right, so we have to deal with this.
Just because your sons are all bald now.
So the reason I mentioned it is because, sure, you're in the halfpenny place. You're only a nipper compared to those who have decided to have kids later in life.
I will say, as much as I hate to say when Jim is right about things, I actually just won't. But yeah, I did come to it late. Yes, I did. But Kelsey Grammer, 70 years old, and he is to be a dad for the 8th time.
8?
Yes, they've just announced that he's about to be a dad again. 8th time. He's 70 years old. Mother of God. Can you imagine being 84 years old with a teenager running around the house?
I mean,
I just don't know what some people would be thinking. And I'm not exactly a spring chicken, like you said.
No,
I'm nearly a dead chicken. I'm practically a nugget at this stage.
Yeah, getting close to a fried chicken. But
the fourth child that he's had with this one. But
you would wonder as well, I mean, you know, from Kelsey Grammer's point of view, there's a couple of things come to mind. One is he being fair necessarily to the kid?
Yeah, there's a bit of that because you think they'll be 15, you'll be whatever.
Middle
85.
80s. Yeah.
And then, you know,
are you going to be able to give your best?
And then on the flip side of that, which is where I think Jim was going, do you really have to give your best at all? You're filthy, obnoxiously rich.
Correct.
You just make other people do their best, right? You just throw money at the situation.
Because what will happen is he'll do loads of interviews and he'll talk about all the right stuff and and how much he loves his kids. And I'm sure he does very much love all of his kids.
All of
very
his
much
so. Yeah, by the way, the oldest is 40.
Right.
So, you know, that just shows you the span of time that he's managed to put into the children. Do you know what I mean?
But the thing about it is, he can do that, and I'm sure he'll spend, you know, time with them.
Yeah.
Stuff
oh,
like
yeah.
That.
He'll spend time.
He'll spend time with them in between when, you know, the nanny, you know,
the one
and once
the...
once cook has said that dinner's over.
Exactly. And then don't forget the team of drivers who'll be
obviously,
round the clock to take people wherever they need to go.
Because they'll have various activities and they'll need security.
Exactly.
Being part of that environment.
For sure. Then there'll be the 24-hour on-call agency who will come and get anything when anything is needed.
So, you know, in fairness, he will spend some quality time.
Yeah. It's more, you're more of a CEO of childhood, really, aren't you?
It's a yeah.
You're not really, you're just sort of like,
you know, like there's Lee D pointing out about Al Pacino, which we did mention previously when you and I were talking about it. He had a baby last year. He was 80 or 81 or something.
Yeah.
Again, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, I don't see him doing the heavy lifting on it.
No.
That's all I'm saying. The heavy lifting of parenthood.
He's not going to. There's going to be a whole, literally a whole thing. It'd be like a wing of Google.
There's a, I'm not sure if you want to go into the story yourself, right? You may not want this to necessarily be broadcast, so that's fine. Don't feel any obligation. But PJ did tell me a story the other day about the day he had a couple of days ago. A number of things did start to go wrong with various aspects of the day. There was motorbike issues and there was various other issues.
Oh, my
and he got to a place in time.
I was tired. I was very tired. I actually asked him to not even tell, say this to tell Kelly that I was holding this. And now here he is on the radio. I actually asked. It was the last thing I said. Don't even say I said this to you. I said... And now
did
here,
you say that?
I did, yeah.
I heard all of the rest of the story.
I
didn't hear that one.
Don't even say to her, I said
I'm just
to
saying, you, that day taught you that like there's a lot of heavy lifting goes with being a father.
Honestly, I was so tired. And the sun came out. I had a little water tank. He spilled water all over himself. And so then he's running around the place. Nothing on but the stockings. You know, nothing. And not a stitch on him. Running around the garden in the stockings. Doing laps of the car in the back garden. Thankfully, it's enclosed. You can bring the car in the back garden.
Yeah.
And then I says, do you know something to help this? I'm going to have a fizzy drink for myself, right?
Yeah.
So I sat down.
Well entitled. It had been a long day.
And the wind blew it off the bench. I was sitting there, whatever. And he picked up the empty can. He's running around to the empty can. Not a stitch on him, only his stockings. And then she came in the back and he threw the can at her. And she was like, what the name of God is a child doing holding one of your drink cans?
Yeah.
Running around. And then I looked over.
He was like a rampaging hooligan.
He was like a rampaging hooligan.
After a really bad football match.
Yeah. And then there was a poo on the ground behind the car that I didn't see. And I was like, what's happening here? And I was like, I don't know. I was going to say it was the dog. And then I remembered, we don't have a dog.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
They've said that, generally speaking, it's a good thing that litter levels and cleanliness... You know, the cleanliness has gone up, litter levels have gone down
in general,
across the country, which is a good thing.
So everywhere named, good or bad, and ranking in the Tidy Towns list this year, they've all improved.
Mm.
But it still means there's a top and a bottom.
Exactly.
Doesn't it? So, you know, that's just unfortunate. Nace, by the way, congratulations. 3 years in a row, Nace is now the cleanest town in Ireland. Undisputed. Heavyweight cleanliness there going on in Nace.
Is Nace the lovely place to shop?
That's the nice place to shop, yeah.
Right.
They're very proud of it.
Mm.
Nace, the nice place to
Fair
shop.
Fair play. I mean, that's a good old thing. That would draw you to a town.
The tidiness of the shopping.
Have you ever been to Nace?
Now, look at that. It would draw you to a town, says a fella who has never been and has no intention of going.
Yeah, look, I'm sure I must have been in Nace for something, was I?
I'm sure you were, yeah. I'm sure you were. But Nace, Ennis, Killarney, you
would
wonder
what I've done with my years. Because, like, we had this conversation about Dundalk, didn't we? Or Drogheda. Drogheda, was it?
I don't know.
I've definitely been to Drogheda.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've definitely been to Dundalk.
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason.
Don't confuse the
have
two
I
of them.
Been?
You'll be in so much trouble if you confuse the two of them.
I have to say...
They are at each other's throats.
I got a very lovely invite after we had the conversation.
Dundalk, yeah.
To visit.
It was Dundalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Dundalk. Now you're going to be in, they're going to rescind it now that you confuse them with Drogheda. I can tell you that much. That's gone. Don't forget that.
I didn't confuse
them. You can shove it up your ear.
I confused my conversation with you. Is what I...
so that's the high list there. Ennis, Killarney, Leek, Slip, Monaghan, all running well in the clean list. And then there's the dirty town list. Limerick, Galway, the city centres, Tallaght, and then Cork's Northside. And then the number one dirtiest place in Ireland again is Dublin's North Inner City. That's years in a row now it's come last. Years it's been coming last. When they were doing the inspections,
we're on another Dublin streak, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
We did six in a row in the football.
But it looks like we've done seven in a row for the rubbish.
For the Dirty Towns.
For the Dirty Towns competition.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's unfortunate, you know. That is unfortunate there. But to focus on a more positive, we were talking about this, right? And we were talking about what the different parts of Ireland have to offer. And the fella here says, I work with that man. He has another job because, God, you know, you have to these days.
True.
And he goes, I work with a man who says the centre of nightlife in the world is Nav. Centre of the world.
Now, did you realise that?
Did you? And we were like,
I know
what?
You know, people do these clubbing tours. They hit Ibiza and they hit Miami and they hit whatever apparently it's like the, you know, home to the greatest clubs in the world. No.
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 Navin. He also said this to an Englishman, you know, someone who has cities like London and Manchester.
Yeah.
Where youth cultures of Brighton were sprung from, you know. Ooh. Some of the party centrals in the whole world over in England. But no, he says, Navin is the best town in the world now to go out. He says, unbelievable.
He literally said it has the best nightlife.
It has the best nightlife. He says there's 10 clubs in Navin, 10 nightclubs now in Navin, and there's none left in Dublin at all now.
Did he say 10 nightclubs?
10 nightclubs in Navin. Yeah.
He says, and is there?
I guess there is, isn't there? Yeah, I'm just looking at them here. They have the Palace and they have the Piano Bar, which obviously isn't a piano bar. It's an ironic name. That'll be Navin. Luring you in now, like speakeasy down there. The Solar, they have that, the Solar. Just the Ard Boyne Hotel is apparently unbelievable.
Did they all close at the same time?
I think you still have to buy a bowl of soup to get a pint after midnight.
Some of
these places.
Yeah, you get a ticket for a curry or anything.
Remember that, yeah. Yeah, I think it might be a bit of that. And then I looked at the pubs, the list of pubs in Navin. And to my surprise, to my absolute surprise, every single one of them is a 5-star review on Google. All of them. No matter how many reviews.
From the people of Navin.
From the people of Navin and from the frequenters of such. Yeah. Best Guinness and whiskey in the world. Great pint and table service. Some of the best in the world. It's a running team here.
And does Navin get a look in on the Tidy Towns end of it or anything? No, were they mentioned in that?
No, sure, they're too busy partying the night away. That's what I was just going to say. Out during the day,
I was just going to say, with all that partying going on, should they, I mean,
yeah,
probably never get time to clear up.
Tell you, they say from Blackcastle to Mullaboy, the party never stops. You thought you were doing well, huh? Gone from Berlin to Madrid, you're talking rubbish. From a Tumley Wood to Glenveagh to Nevinstown, which is a bit out of the way. Party central of the universe.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
So you might not be particularly worried about what's on the box today. You know, with the weather being this good, you might want to be getting outside, getting out and about and into it or whatever.
Better off. You might save yourself some trouble.
One of the things, right, it has to be said, over the last few years, possibly the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, one of the things that has increased in price, like exponentially, more than probably anything else, must be the cost of television. Like back in our day, right, the only cost really was the television license.
The actual telly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the time for your dad shouting at you because you're not holding the aerial right.
And I mean, now, I mean, there's people who, like, pay thousands of, you know, of euro to have all of the channels.
Yeah, and then there's people with dodgy boxes, and they reckon about 20% of the Irish public who have TVs have dodgy boxes. So one in five, really,
right,
have dodgy boxes. And Sky are now saying they're going to clamp down, or they're intending on clamping down, by getting private investigators to go through WhatsApp and to see who's using dodgy boxes so they can sort of bring civil actions against them.
Wow.
Now, they have to meet with Data Protection Commissioner, to find out the legalities of all this first. You know, that's a big part because of GDPR and everything.
Mm.
But they intend on, looking at WhatsApp messages so they can start to bring actions
against
people.
I thought WhatsApp prided itself on its encryption.
Well, that's
like end-to-end encryption.
So, looking at this, even WhatsApp themselves claim they can't see your messages.
Yeah.
Which suggests to me that, unlike looking at personal messages, what they're intending on doing is Sky are going to go into WhatsApp groups and go, so, has anybody got any of those dodgy boxes? I heard they're going for cheap around here.
Yeah.
My name is, Yeah. My name is Euripides, and I would like a dodgy box for my establishment.
Yes.
You know, so it's
going on to a WhatsApp group. Hello there. I'm a local hardshaw, and I'm looking to buy some illegal television.
Yeah. I have previous involvement in the drug industry. In case anyone would like to see my my credentials,
I imagine that's a bit. I mean, even like from WhatsApp's point of view, what would the implications be if they were able to kind of, you know, look through the messages?
I don't think they'll be able to. I think it will be that. I think they'll be looking at going and getting into groups.
They'll have to create fake WhatsApp groups
or something
and try and entice people into revealing where they got their dodgy box or who has one.
I think that's the only way of doing it. I can't see any other way of doing it.
That is. That's going to be funny.
You know, like you were saying when we were mentioning this, Jim goes, there'll be someone going, although Sky are doing incredibly good deals right now, that if you sign up today, you would get all these channels for free. I still think it might be cheaper to get a dodgy box.
Yeah.
So please.
They'll have those people who do the telemarketing stuff, you know, on the phones. They'll have them doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Be exactly like that. Yeah. You know.
Despite the fact that you can get 6 months free and Sky Glass for just $5.99, I'm interested in a dodgy box. Anybody know any?
Am I mad? Am I crazy? It's kind of funny because as well, like, I don't have a dodgy box, obviously. But what I've heard about the dodgy box industry is that people don't get them just for the money. They get them for the customer service. Because, you know, if you get a problem with your regular sort of TV provider, your normal TV provider,
right,
and something goes wrong, you know, it's like you're on a phone call and it's like, you know, your call is very important to us, which is never true. You'd answer the phone.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, and please keep holding. Press 1 if you'd like to be ignored for ages. Press 2 if you'd like to be ignored for longer. Press 3 if you'd like to talk to the accounts place, who will answer the phone immediately if you're giving us money. You know, it's hard. Whereas if you have a dodgy box, by all accounts, what I've heard is, you know,
you're saying it's
down,
more appealing for the customer service than for the savings.
Yeah, you just text a fella and he goes, I'll sort that for you now, and it just comes back on. That's
really?
Well, that's what I've heard, yeah. That's what I've heard.
I'm surprised that I would have thought the money was there. Because the other thing, I mean, you know.
Customer service is what I've heard.
If they're as dodgy as a dodgy box, you know, makes it sound, I mean, it could get a lad going, all right. Not happy with the service, eh? I'll tell you what, I'll come around, I'll take away a dodgy box. And while I'm there, I won't be just taking away a dodgy box. I'll be taking away a lot more besides.
Yeah, I'll actually install Sky.
Well.
Yeah, you'll have to really pay for it then.
It's, you know. I mean, to be fair, look, I can understand that they're getting, you know. But, like, you have to say, I mean, the only way to do it is they're going to have to find some way of getting together and coming up with some sort of decent pricing structure.
But you mean the ceasefire? Like, the dodgy boxers meet the Sky people.
No, I'm saying the
and
Sky
they go, right, let's come to some agreement.
The Sky lot are going to have to get together with the Amazon lot and the Netflix lot and the whoever else lot.
Because everything's so expensive.
And everything is just too much money.
I know, yeah. Their subscriptions, everyone's subscriptions are out of their minds. They don't even know what their subscriptions are for anymore.
Exactly.
Like, they literally don't have an idea. I know a fella, he has a subscription to open his gate. Can you believe that? To open his gate. Yeah. He has to download an app to open his gate and his alarm in his house, and he has to pay a subscription. So he has to pay $5.99 a month or something to get into his own house.
Wow.
So, like, you know, it is gone crazy with the level of subscriptions now.
Right.
You know, he should get onto dodgy gates.
I was just going to say to you, I know a lad, right, who will sell you a box now that'll open that gate for you for cheaper than that.
Yeah. The thing is, it only opens it once.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Now, look at somebody, you know, something rather that PJ and myself have heard a lot over many, many years is the fact that we have faces for radio.
Yeah.
Of late, faces for backs of buses, which is quite appropriate as well. And in the past, faces for bins, which is also quite appropriate. But anyway, leaving that aside. Right, so we've long since accepted that, and it was generally accepted that kind of, I think it was even scientifically proven that if you were good looking, if you had got a beautiful face, that it would make you more potentially successful in life. It was just, it was proven to be easier if you were good looking.
Yeah.
But if you don't fall into that category, like PJ and myself, well then, you know, you can look to this maybe.
Just be expressive.
As an option.
Just be expressive. Express yourself. Make big facial expressions whenever you can. Apparently that is proof. There is proof in that. If you do that, you become more socially successful. Wow. So people who are more expressive have more friends. They tend to get by in more social circles. They tend to be more liked. They get invited to more events. Generally speaking, they get on better in the workplace because, you know, everybody wants their company. And
So what's more expressive? Like a lot of facial movements when you're...
Yeah, yeah. So don't just go, whoa. Go, wow. And open up your eyes. And let your eyebrows curl around your head. And
that's impressive.
Let your mouth drop open. Wow. Can't believe that happened to you. And look shocked. And do all that.
Do you have to do the voices with us? Or can you? Could you silently... Obviously, it's not going to work on radio. Yeah. You silently have that. Wow.
What you could do, you face. Could do the whole. You could do it the silent way. You could do the whole. Oh my god! And you know the big mouth. Yeah.
And then if you're really, you're gonna like if you're going to be.
Yeah, I saw someone says to you, you know, he's. I was coming in and a fella cut me off in the car there.
Yeah.
And I beat. And you don't just go. What? Don't go. Oh no. Just go. Oh, the dirty guy. Oh. I hope you. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Right, so really expressive.
Oh,
with
I hate when that happens.
Okay.
I hope you're reversed into the one pole of anger. The whole thing. To get all expressive, I mean.
Right, yeah. Really get into it. And that's going to help you in your social environment.
So are you coming for lunch today? Go, oh, lunch? Oh, I'm starving. We'll eat the legs off you. Give half a chance. Ooh, rub your belly real hard. You know, these are the ways you make friends, you become socially successful.
That's the way. Wow, that's the way to make friends.
Yeah. If someone says, oh, I was out last night, I met a new fella and I'm after kissing him and all, just go, oh, did you? Say it was gorgeous. Yeah.
Somebody has concerns that the way you're expressing it there. Hey, sure. People aren't getting invited to these things because other people are just a little bit afraid of them. In fairness to you, you do have a very expressive face.
I do have a very expressive face.
I mean, it's rubbery in its ability. You know, there's
in its texture,
Mr. Bean-esque ability to kind of do all sorts of weird and wonderful things with your face.
That is true.
Difficult to express that on radio, but you know, as per your sound effects, when you're talking about the great Pat Courtney, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? You can really kind of visualize. You know, I'm sure people listening can visualize the facial expressions that go along with a lot of your, you know, kind of impersonations and so on. Like when you were doing your wow!
Yeah, wow!
And everything, yeah.
Oh, God! I know you can't see my face, but you can imagine it. Yeah. It matches the noises I'm making.
Absolutely.
That's why Pat Courtney uses sound effects, because he doesn't have a facial effect.
Exactly.
It goes really a lot of time. Pat Courtney looks like normal most of the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Whereas, but, I mean, you know when you do it, like, you know, it's like a visual sound effect when you...
Yeah, picking me individually, but there's a lot of facially expressive individuals out there, and I think that's what we have in common, you know. You can imagine the face when you hear the sound, you know.
Yeah.
That's why people sort of...
But when you start doing your, like you did a moment ago there with your...
I met a new fella and he was lovely and all. Did you go on a date? Did you? I went to cinema and did you do... kissing like that and all...
Yeah, and then the sparks flew. It was all,
and then the sparks were flying. We sit there going, "Boom! Oh, jeepers! My heart was beating in my chest. I'm in love with you." Were you giving it all that way? Was that what you were giving it? You dirty article. You had a great time.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.